Good morning and praise the Lord. Let us open our Bible and read Matthew chapter 4 verses 1 to 25. Matthew chapter 4 verses 1 to 25. I'm reading King James Version. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city, and setteth him on the pinnacle of the temple, and saith unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus said unto him, It is written, Again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto him, All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then saith Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Now when Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison, he departed into Galilee, and leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the sea coast, in the borders of Zabulon and Naphtali, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, The land of Zabulon and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region, and shadow of death light is sprung up. From that time Jesus began to preach and say, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And Jesus, walking by the sea of the Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net in the sea, for they were fishers. And he said unto them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. And going on from thence, he saw other two brethren, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, in a ship with Zebedee their father, mending their nets, and he called them. And they immediately left the ship and their father and followed him. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. And there followed him great multitudes of people from Galilee, and from Decapolis, and from Jerusalem, and from Judea, and from beyond Jordan. Lord, we come before you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we praise you, we adore you, and we magnify you that you are always with us with your promises and the Holy Spirit. Let us now give thanks to God for all the blessing we receive from him. Lord, we thank you for all your faithfulness, your loving kindness to us. We are grateful to all that we receive to sustain us and provide all our needs. Lord, thank you for all answered prayers, for the healing, the salvation, your promises to us that's written in your word. Lord, thank you for the deliverance, for the food, the discipline, for the shelter. All those things in our lives had comes from you. Hallelujah. Let us now confess our sins to God. As he said in his word, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Confess and renounce and repent of your anger, laziness, the work of flesh, your bad stewardship, and your bad example, non-willingness to serve God, wasting time on the media, and whatever sins you are doing. Lord, we confess our sins and renounce them. Lord, we commit ourselves not to do them again. We humble down before you to cleanse us and purify us once again by your blood that shed on the cross for us, so we come in your presence with clean and pure heart. Let us now pray for our personal requests and petitions, for God said, come unto me, O ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Lord, we thank you for answering our petitions and giving us all our needs in Jesus' name. Let us pray for our families. Pray for your husband. Pray for your wife. Pray for your children. Pray for your parents and pray for your siblings. Lord, we praise you and thank you for the congregation, for all the families who continue to live in your will. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all those among them who are unsaved. Lord, we pray for the protection and divine intervention to every one of them. We pray for every husband to continue to persevere, to stand firm, to do your will and plans for their families. We pray you give them wisdom how to deal with every circumstance that they are passing through. Lord, give them good health, strength, a stable job and income to provide the needs of their families. We pray for their wives to have good health, strength, and submissive spirit to their husbands. We pray for each wife to unite with her husbands, to do your will in the affairs of their family. Lord, we pray for the youths and the children to protect them from the works of the enemy, and that they will accept the discipline of their parents and to stop wasting time on the social media. Lord, we pray that they will repent from their arrogance, pride, foolishness, and naughtiness, that they are not pleasing in your sight. Lord, help the children and the youths to persevere in the discipline of their parents, that they will serve you, continue to do your works and your will. Lord, we pray that you continue to help and aid all the single parents in the church to raise their children in the fear of God. Let us now pray for our jobs. Pray for your boss and your colleagues to be saved. Lord, we thank you for our jobs that you gave us to bless us and sustain us. Lord, we pray to bless the places that we are working by giving them more incomes so we can continue to serve our salaries on time and so we keep what is due for you. Lord, we pray to help us to be a noble vessels of your blessings to the people around us by preaching your word to them and by our good example to them, by submitting to our superiors and working diligently. For our service is not to please men, but to please you, O God. For the fulfillment of your word, that our light shine before men, that they may see our good works and glorify you, our Father in heaven. Lord, we pray for the salvation of our bosses and our colleagues and all the people that we are working, that we are serving, in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. Lord, we earnestly ask your help to provide and sustain them and encourage them through your word. Lord, heal those who are sick among them. Give job and income to those who are jobless and wisdom and solutions to those in trials in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives, people in our countries back home, and those whom we meet daily in the streets, in the markets, in our working places to be saved. Lord, thank you for the opportunity to preach your gospel to them. Lord, we pray to make a way to all those people whom we are reaching, that you open and soften their hearts to choose to obey, to believe and live by your word. Lord, move upon their lives and prove your word to them. We seek your divine intervention into their lives to come out from their bandages and receive the salvation that comes from you. In the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for UAE and the extension of the church in other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Armenia, America, and Tanzania. Let us pray for the favor of God that He will provide for all the logistic needs, offices, and documentations needed. Lord, we pray for your salvation to flow to new people in those countries that they will know you. Lord, we commit ourselves to preach the gospel to them. Lord, we commit ourselves once again to obey and follow the rules and regulations as we abide in your commands to us. Lord, protect your church, sustain and provide all the needs in those places for your glory. So your work will continue to be done. Lord, bless all those places, so we, your church, will be blessed. Lord, unite us, revive us, uphold us, enable us to continue to reach new people. Preach the gospel to them and teach them how to live according to your word in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for the church and for all the ministries of the church to grow. We pray, Lord, for more people to get water baptized and more to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray that you enable us to spread the gospel in other places, to new cities, towns, villages, countries, new languages, and new ethnic groups. Lord, we pray that you bless the church school, the church banking, the church clinic, the farming ministry, the watchman ministry, the publications, the children and youth under their parents, the wives under their husbands, the translation ministry, and the website. Lord, help us and open to us effective doors to reach the lost and to impart to them your word and the true way, how to live in righteousness and holiness in Jesus' name. Lord, bestow on us the spiritual gifts that we need to teach them your ways and to heal the sick, to evangelize, and to declare to them your will. Lord, we commit ourselves to reproduce more fruit of the Holy Spirit, to manifest in our lives the love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, faith, long-suffering, kindness, patience, and self-control, so people will see Jesus in our lives in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our service. Lord, we lift up unto your hand our service today. Bless every item of service. Bless our prayer, our worship songs, and the giving. Lord, anoint the speaker and give us your word that we need and speak to us. Lord, bless also our recording to reach the rest of the church congregations, workers, members, and families, and the lost, and to have the fruits that you desire to see. Lord, hear our prayers for your namesake, that your name will be glorified in our midst. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise God, hallelujah. When the people of God, they read the sea, and they saw the army of far behind them, they started to say to Moses, "Why, there's no graves in Egypt that you brought us to this place to die here in the wilderness?" And Moses said unto the people, Exodus chapter 14 and verse 13, "Fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever. And verse 14, the Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace." God shall fight for us. Whatever the enemy is oppressing hard, Satan is attacking, and the church is under persecution, destroyed, but they cannot prevail. Be strong, fear not, the Lord shall fight for you. You shall hold your peace. And in the book of John, chapter 11, when Lazarus was dead, and Jesus reached there, he told them to remove the stone. In verse 39, Jesus said, "Take ye away the stone." Martha, the sister of him that was dead, says unto him, "Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he has been dead 4 days." 40 is dead, it means that he will not rise again. Even when things go beyond, still we should have faith in God, because great is the Lord. Jesus said unto her in verse 40, said, I not unto thee that if thou wouldst believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. Let's stand and let's worship the Lord with faith. And we shall see and soon the glory of God. The Lord shall fight for you. The enemies that are threatening you today, you shall see them no more. God will either change them to be friends, to be workers with you, to serve God, to help you. Or God will deal with them if they are beyond and away from obedience to God. Great is the Lord. You will raise people up from death. You will save us. You will do miracles. Let us worship him, believing all his promises in the Bible.
Is the Lord and most worthy of praise. The city of our God, the holy place. The joy of the whole earth. Great is the Lord in whom we have the victory. He gives us against the enemy. We bow down on our knees. And Lord, we want to lift your name on high. And Lord, we want to thank you for the words you've done in our lives. And Lord, we trust in your unfailing love. For you alone are God eternal, throughout earth and heaven above. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. The city of our God, the holy place, the joy of the whole earth. Great is the Lord in whom we have the victory. He hates us against the enemy. We bow down on our knees. And Lord, we want to lift your name on high. And Lord, we want to thank you for the works you've done in our lives. And Lord, we trust in your unfailing love. For you alone are God eternal, throughout earth and heaven above. And Lord, we want to lift your name on high. And Lord, we want to thank you for the works you've done in our lives. And Lord, we trust in your unfailing love. For you alone are God eternal, throughout earth and heaven above.
Satan, the blood of Jesus against you. We come against all the work of the devil. We cast it out from the life of the church. Devil, away and all your demons. Give God the glory, for he will be the one. He is the one who is fighting now for his church. Hallelujah.
Give God the glory, and he will give you, the victory. Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. So let us give God all of the praise. Give God the glory. Give God the glory. Give God the glory. And he will give you. And he will give you. And he will give you the victory. Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. So let us give God. So let us give God. So let us give God all of the praise.
Yes, let us continue to give God all the praise. Thank you for the victories. Thank you for raising people from death. Thank you for setting people from demons. Thank you for nullifying all the work of devil against your church and against your servants. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Lord, we pray for a great awakening. Lord, pour out your spirit on all the people. Refill us with the Holy Ghost. Lord, lead us. Oh, God, give us visions and dreams to your church and your people to continue to serve you, reaching the lost, and doing your word and your will in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Lord, pour out your spirit on all the peoples of the earth. Let your sons and daughters speak your words of prophecy. Send us dreams and visions. Reveal the secrets of your heart. Lord, our faith is rising. Let all heaven sound the coming of your day. There's gonna be a great awakening. There's gonna be a great revival in our land. There's gonna be a great awakening. And Lord, pour out your spirit. Lord, the world is waiting. Let creation see the coming of your day. There's gonna be a great awakening. There's gonna be a great revival in our land. There's gonna be a great awakening. And
God is moving, as God is bringing great awakening. Offer your life to God to serve Him. Give your life fully to Him. Release yourself from worldliness and from sin, from the concern of this world, and come to God and serve Him with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, and with all your strength.
All that I am, all that I have, I lay them down before you, Lord. All my regrets, all my acclaim, the joy and the pain, I'm making them yours. Lord, I offer my life to you, everything I've been through. Use it for your glory. Lord, I offer my days to you, lifting my praise to you. As a pleasing sacrifice, Lord, I offer you my life. Things in the past, things yet unseen, wishes and dreams that are yet to come true. All of my hope, all of my plans, my heart and my hands are lifted to you. Lord, I offer my life to you, everything I've been through. Use it for your glory, Lord. Lifting my praise to you as a pleasing sacrifice. Lord, I offer you my life. Things in the past, things yet unseen, wishes and dreams that are yet to come true. All of my hope, all of my plans, my heart and my hands are lifted to you. Lord, use it for your glory. Lord, I offer my days to you, lifting my praise to you. As a pleasing sacrifice, Lord, I offer you my life. What can we give that you have not given? And what do we have that is not already yours? All we possess are these lives we're living, and that's what we give to you, Lord. I offer my life to you, everything I've been through. Use it for your glory, Lord. I offer my days to you, lifting my praise to you. As a pleasing sacrifice, Lord, I offer you my life. Lord, I offer you my life.
Lord, thank you for all the miracles and the wonders that you did today. Thank you, we receive them all by faith. Thank you for ending the work of the devil and subdue the enemies. Thank you for all the workers that you raise up who have committed their life to serve you with us. Thank you, God, for the hands and the feet and the hearts have been offered to you to give you service, oh God. Use them, mighty Lord, to preach the gospel, to evangelize, to you, to do the work of yours in the name of Jesus. To go and move, to drive out demons, to lay hands on the sick and get healed. Oh Lord, to cleanse the lepers, to raise people from death. We thank the Lord. We bless you. And all the rest of our worship. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Let us now collect our tithes and offering and first fruit to God. In Genesis chapter 28, verses 20-22, and Jacob bowed a bow, saying, "If God be with me and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God, and the stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house, and for all that thou shalt give me, I will surely the tenth unto thee." Lord God, we praise and honor you for everything we have. It comes from you. Thank you, Lord, for this life, your word that always remind us to give what is due for you. Indeed, you are source of everything. Even we don't have of our own, even we don't have our own. Lord, as we give our and bring our tithes offering and first fruit unto your storehouse, fill us, O God, to be a good steward to all the resources that you entrusted to us. Be with us always, Lord, to face every situation that we face. So we need to overcome with your guidance and power, for your name will be exalted in our midst. Be our Lord God forever. Bless you, O God, and bless this money for the extension of your kingdom here on earth and heaven, and help the poor and needy in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Praise the Lord. I am reading from the preaching of Dr. Ramiz, our overseer, entitled Watchman, Part 15. The watchman should see God, not giants.
Hallelujah.
We should see God and not giants. Hallelujah. Watchman, part 15. The watchman should see God, not giants. We should see God and not giants. Open your Bibles in the book of Numbers, chapter 13, verses 1 to 33. Numbers, chapter 13. Verses 1 to 33, King James Version. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Send thou men, that they may search the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel, of every tribe of their fathers, shall ye send a man, every one a ruler among them. And Moses, by the commandment of the Lord, sent them from the wilderness of Paran, and all those men were heads of the children of Israel. And these were their names of the tribe of Reuben, Shammua, the son of Zakur; of the tribe of Simeon, Sapath, the son of Hori; of the tribe of Judah, Caleb, the son of Jephunneh; of the tribe of Issachar, Igal, the son of Joseph; of the tribe of Ephraim, Hosea, the son of Nan; of the tribe of Benjamin, Paltai, the son of Rephu; of the tribe of Zebulun, Gadiel, the son of Sodai; of the tribe of Joseph, namely of the tribe of Manasseh, Gadai, the son of Susai; of the tribe of Dan, Amiel, the son of Gemali; of the tribe of Asher, Sithor, the son of Michael; of the tribe of Naphtali, Nabai, the son of Bapshai; of the tribe of Gad, Giuel, the son of Machi. These are the names of the men which Moses sent to spy out the land. And Moses called Hosea, the son of Nun, Jehoshua. And Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan, and said unto them, Get you up this way southward, and go up into the mountain, and see the land, what it is, and the people that dwelleth therein, whether they be strong or weak, few or many, and what the land is that they dwell in, whether it be good or bad, and what cities they be that they dwell in, whether in tents or in strongholds, and what the land is, whether it be fat or lean, whether there be wood therein or not. And be ye of good courage, and bring off the fruit of the land. Now the time was the time of the first ripe grapes. So they went up, and searched the land from the wilderness of Zin unto Rehob, as men come to Hamath. And they ascended by the south, and came unto Hebron, where Ahiman, Sheshai, and Talmai, the children of Anak, were. Now Hebron was built 7 years before Zoan in Egypt. And they came unto the brook of Eshcol, and cut down from thence a branch with one cluster of grapes. And they bare it between two upon a staff, and they brought off the pomegranates and off the figs. The place was called the brook of Eshcol because of the cluster of grapes which the children of Israel cut down from thence. And they returned from searching of the land after 40 days. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron, and to all the congregation of the children of Israel, and to the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, We came unto the land whither thou sendest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great, and moreover we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb still the people from before Moses and said, Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the man that went up with him said, We be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, The land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of a great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Let us pray. Our God in heaven, we thank you. We worship you and honor you, Lord, for you are a living God. Lord Jesus, as we hear your message today, we pray, anoint us with your Holy Spirit, that as we hearken your word, may penetrate our whole being and transform us to be more like you. Looking and fixing our eyes only on Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. In Jesus' name, amen. God commissioned Moses to prepare the people to receive his promise, the land that he already gave them, by sending spies to go where he directed them, to observe the quality of the land and the people that live there, whether they be strong or weak, few or many, and what the land is that they live in, whether good or bad, and the kind of cities they live in, whether in tents or in strongholds. Also about the land, if it is rich or poor, whether there is wood there or not. Also to be of good courage and to bring from the fruit of the land. In the same way, God wants us to prepare the people to receive his promises, the eternal life, to be ready at the coming of Jesus, and to achieve the task he entrusted to them to do, so that when Jesus will come, then all of us are ready to go with him. We admonish the people not to go for worldly things, nor to do their own will or plans and live the life they want, but the plan and the way that God wants them to live.
Amen.
We do encourage the people to go and reach the lost and do the ministries of God. Moses sent 12 men, and they came back after 40 days. 10 men of the 12 men, who were leaders from each tribe, violated the command to be encouragers, because by their reports, they discourage the people. Numbers chapter 13, verse 31. Numbers chapter 13, verse 31. But the man that went up with him said, "We be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we." Why they gave such a discouraging report? Because they compared the giants with themselves, looking to their inability and not to God's ability. Therefore, they came up with a discouragement message. As a result of that, they enlarged and magnified their enemies. Read what they reported. Numbers chapter 13, verses 28, 29, 32, and 33. Numbers chapter 13, verses 28, 29, 32, and 33. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites, and the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwell in the mountains. And the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, "The land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. And all the people that we saw in it are men of a great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight." It is not wrong to understand the enemy, but do not overestimating the enemy's threat and underestimating God's ability to carry you to where he wants you. The 10 men were essentially disobedient and disbelieving and not willing to obey God. So they created giants which replaced the full trust in God, who is able to bring them to possess the land that he already promised to give them, but suppose they will obey God. Now you look to yourself and check your behaviors and see how you create giants that are not existing because you don't want to obey God, and finally, that would hinder you to receive what God had promised to you. God gave you eyes to see. So see correctly. So as true watchman and follower of God, should see God and fully trust him and his abilities. Fully obey him and believe in his power and his presence in your life, and not on giants. God already knew about the so-called giants, their names and history. Numbers chapter 13, verse 22. Numbers chapter 13, verse 22. And they ascended by the south and came unto Hebron, where Ahiman, Sheshai, and Talmai, the children of Anak, were. Now Hebron was built 7 years before Zoan in Egypt. But when God sent the 12 men to spy the land, he told Moses, Numbers chapter 13, verse 2. Numbers chapter 13, verse 2. Send thou men that they may search the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel. Of every tribe of their fathers shall ye send a man, every one a ruler among them. God did not say to Moses that he will give, but he said, the land which I give. So God already gave the land to them. And what they needed to do was to go and to possess. And they were sent to explore and evaluate before they will prepare their campaign to possess. The so-called giants that they magnified became the source of terror for the Israelites, who later died in the wilderness. They describe others, comparing them to the standard of giants that they created and that became the obstacle that hindered them to enter the promised land. They were giants in their eyes, but not in the eyes of God. God knows the giants around us, in our work and living places, and even and around our ministries. And he knows how to deal with them. That is why he is with us. So take heart and be of good courage. We should have the confidence in God that he is with us and encourage the people as Joshua and Caleb declared and ask the following. Numbers chapter 13, verse 30. Numbers chapter 13, verse 30. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. Numbers chapter 14, verses 6 to 9. Numbers chapter 14, verses 6 to 9. And Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes. And they speak unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we pass through to search it is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only reveal not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. To what the 10 men did, God promised that they will not enter the promised land. Numbers chapter 14, verse 23. Numbers chapter 14, verse 23. Surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoke me see it. When you are disobedient and have no faith in God, then you will not be able to receive what God had promised you. But when you obey the Lord, then He will delight in us and please with us and will enable us to do His work, and He will achieve to us His promise. Caleb and Joshua are good example to us. Both invited God to work mightily in their lives. Joshua and Caleb were true and faithful watchmen and followers of God, whom God rewarded bountifully. Joshua led the people into the promised land, and to Caleb he would receive the land that he went to. Giants in life should never overcome us as we set our hearts and eyes upon God's ability, and willing to obey Him, that in His time, in His way, and by His direction, will bring to pass and grant us the promises that He had made. Joshua and Caleb faced, and even we today ought to face the following giants in order to receive what God had promised. Number one, the giant of the opinion of the majority. The giant of the opinion of the majority. Caleb and Joshua were outnumbered by the rest of the spymen and the majority of the people. But they did not listen to the majority opinion because they were seeing clearly God and His power, what He said and promised, and what He can do to them. Do not put your ear on what people speak, and even if they are well-educated, and even they were called Christians, as long as what they say is not based on the Word of God and His promises, then you do not need to bother yourselves with them. That is why we encourage you not to watch TV, YouTube, Facebook, and sit down and gossip and chat with worldly people who does not have God or know His Word and follow His ways, because all such things will pull you down your faith. We should look intently to His Word that can give us freedom, as we read here, James chapter 1, verse 25. James chapter 1, verse 25. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, this man shall be blessed in his deed. That is why daily you need to read your Bible and meditate on His word and pray, so you will not be discouraged and confused with the message and the voice of the devil and the enemy. Number two, the giant of long waiting. The giant of long waiting. Caleb waited 45 years in the wilderness while a nation murmured and wasted around him. Abraham waited 25 years to receive the promise of God, but Caleb waited 45 years to receive the promise of God. He waited 2 years in the wilderness for all the people to die, and then after to enter the promised land. And he waited while Joshua took the land. But as watchman, he was saying that God is faithful to reward him. And finally, he was able to step forward to ask to possess the land that was filled with giants. And that was Hebron, realizing that God had not forgotten him. Mm-hmm. Joshua chapter 14, verses 6, 7, and 12. Joshua chapter 14. Verses 6, 7, and 12. Then the children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal. And Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said unto him, Thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee in Kadesh Barnea. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land. And I brought him word again, as it was in mine heart. Now, therefore, give me this mountain, whereof the Lord speak in that day. For thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. Don't be tired to wait upon God. Be patient and trust Him that He will fulfill to you what He had promised. Number three, the giant of half-hearted service. The giant of half-hearted service. Caleb, his heart refused to see giants, but rather to see God. As a watchman, his heart was full of faith, knowing that he will receive from God what he promised if he continues to obey God. Repeatedly, the word of God said about Caleb that he wholly followed and obeyed God with all his heart. As we can read in the following verses, the condition of his heart. Joshua chapter 14, verses 7, 8, 9, and 14. Joshua chapter 14, verses 7, 8, 9, and 14. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land, and I brought him word again as it was in mine heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt. But I wholly followed the Lord my God. And Moses swore on that day, saying, surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. Hebron, therefore, became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, unto this day, because that he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. Caleb followed God fully. Numbers chapter 14, verse 24. Numbers chapter 14, verse 24. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him and hath followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereinto he went, and his seed shall possess it. Caleb had another spirit, the spirit of obedience, faith, and faithfulness. That is why he saw what God promised him, because he followed God wholeheartedly. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 36. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 36. See Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, he shall see it, and to him will I give the land that he hath trodden upon, and to his children, because he had wholly followed the Lord. As a follower of God and a faithful watchman, continue to obey God fully. Continue to be willing to serve Him. Follow Him wholeheartedly and open your life and all what you have to Him. Then you will continue to receive what He had promised to you. Half-hearted Christians who serve God with grumbling and murmuring, doing their own will and plan, serving for wrong motive in love for money and for the world, and unwillingness to obey Him, they are bad watchmen and bad examples, and will not be able to see what God is sending to them from blessings, and ultimately, they will miss them. Don't be part of such. Number four, the giant of time and age. The giant of time and age. The other spies and the people had been buried by the giant of time because of half-hearted faith. But Caleb's fully persuaded heart conquered the giant of time over the 45 years of waiting, and that heart equipped him. Joshua chapter 14, verse 10. Joshua chapter 14, verse 10. And now, behold, the Lord had kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord speak this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. Do not be worried about your age, and do not look on your gray hair, or on your bald head, or your other physical limitations in relation to your age. It will not be a hindrance for you to receive what God had promised. As you continue to trust Him, obey Him, and follow Him wholeheartedly. Number five, the giant of loss of strength and inability. The giant of loss of strength and the inability. Caleb's faithfulness meant that he had not lost his ability to serve and even do war for God. The giant of inability will always try to convince you that there is no way for God to use you to possess his promises. Joshua chapter 14, verses 11 and 12. Joshua chapter 14, verses 11 and 12. As yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now. For war both to go out and to come in. Now therefore give me this mountain, whereof the Lord spake in that day. For thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. Trust God will give you the good health and the needed strength and vigor to conquer what he had promised you. Never think about sicknesses or health disability, but as watchman and follower of God, see clearly the power of God in your life and set your mind and heart to obey and follow him wholeheartedly. Number six, the giant of threatening. The giant of threatening. The devil will try to threaten you to stop from conquering what God had promised you by giving you obstacles in the same place of what God had promised you. God had promised to Caleb to give him Hebron, which was in the stronghold of the three sons of Anak, Ahiman, Shishai, and Talmai. The threats of these three men of large stature controlled the entrance to the promised land that he promised to Caleb, from the south and all the surrounding lands. But Caleb and Joshua were not put off by their threats. The threats of Satan and the enemy should not discourage us, nor make us put off the task of God entrusted to us. Joshua defeated them, as we read here, Joshua chapter 11, verses 21 to 23. Joshua chapter 11, verses 21 to 23. At that time came Joshua and cut off the Anakims from the mountains, from Hebron, from Debir, from Anab, and from all the mountains of Judah, and from all the mountains of Israel. Joshua destroyed them utterly with their cities. There was none of the Anakims left in the land of the children of Israel, only in Gaza, in Gath, and in Ashdod. There remained. So Joshua took the whole land, according to all that the Lord said unto Moses, and Joshua gave it for an inheritance unto Israel, according to their divisions by their tribes, and the land rested from war. Joshua is the Hebrew word for Jesus, means Jehovah is Savior. He is our Savior. Jesus is our Joshua today, defeating what others perceive as impossible giants, and will help us to overcome them and to receive and conquer what God had promised us as we determine to obey him and follow him. Caleb asked for Hebron and was not afraid despite the continual threats of the sons of Anak, the so-called giants who were conquering that mountain. Despite their threats, Caleb conquered them. Joshua chapter 14, verses 12 to 13. Joshua chapter 14, verses 12 to 14. Now therefore give me this mountain, whereof the Lord spake in that day. For thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. And Joshua blessed him and gave unto Caleb the son of Jephunneh Hebron for an inheritance. Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite unto this day, because that wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. Don't listen to the voice and the threats of the enemy, but you need to stand firm, willing to obey God fully. Then you can resist the devil and he will flee away from you. And as Joshua and Caleb did their part for God and dealt with the giants, we also will do our part and deal with the giants by the power of God. My dear and beloved, Joshua chapter 14, verse 15. Joshua chapter 14, verse 15. And the name of Hebron before was Kiriath Arba, which Arba was a great man among the Anakims, and the land had rest from war. God changed the name of the place of his promise to Caleb from the land of the giants, Kiriath Arba, which means the city of Arba, the forefather of the Anakims, to the place of God's friends, God's association, or Hebron. Jesus said, "Ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you." John chapter 15, verse 14. John chapter 15, verse 14. "Ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you." As a watchman and follower of God, as you obey him, you will be able to see things in the way as God seeing them. So you will be the friend of God and friend of Jesus and be part of and in association with his church. And he will enable you to go along with him and overcome obstacles and defeat giants and receive God's reward and promises. Let us all stand and let us pray. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus who died on the cross for my sins, who was buried and rose from the dead on the third day to give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for your word that showed me clearly the way that you want me to live for you. Let us confess our sins to the Lord. Renounce all your disobedience, being half-hearted to live for God and to serve him, your worldliness, your wrong motives, doing your own plans and will, and the wrong style that you adopt in your life. Lord, I confess the following sin. Lord, from this time on, I commit my body, soul, and spirit in your hand to go on and serve you and walk in your ways wholeheartedly and in full obedience. Lord, I commit myself to direct others and encourage them to go on your ways. Lord, help me to see events in the way you see them all. Lord, help me to believe that you are preserving me to conquer and to enjoy what you had promised.
All that I am, all that I have, I lay them down before you, O Lord. All my regrets, all my acclaim, the joy and the pain, I'm making them yours. Lord, I offer my life to you, everything I've been through. Use it for your glory. Lord, I offer my days to you, lifting my praise to you. As a pleasing sacrifice, Lord, I offer you my life. things in the past, things yet unseen, wishes and dreams that are yet to come true. All of my hopes, all of my plans, my heart and my hands are lifted to you. Lord, I offer my life to you, everything I've been through. Use it for your glory. Lord, I offer my days to you, lifting my praise to you. As a pleasing sacrifice, Lord, I offer you my life.
Lord, thank you for my brothers and sisters who came to you and offering their lives to you. Lord, bless them, protect them, and provide all their needs. Lord, fill them with the Holy Spirit and use their lives and testimonies to evangelize and to bring others to you. Devil, I rebuke you and cast you out in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
You have no power to hinder us from receiving the promises of God. Lord Jesus, Amen. We as a church trust in you that you are our leader and will lead us to possess all that you have, all what you had promised to us of ministries, and we move by faith, obeying you fully and surrendering our lives and will fully to your service. Lord, we pray that you bless us as a church, fill us with the Holy Spirit once again, and give us the spiritual gift to go on and serve you, reaching the lost. Lord, go before us and help us to plant new congregation and new Bible studies. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Give God the glory. Give God the glory. Give God the glory. And he will give you. And he will give you. And he will give you the victory. Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. So let us give God. So let us give God. So let us give God all of the praise. Give God the glory. Give God the glory. Give God the glory. And he will give you. And he will give you. And he will give you the victory.
Amen.